Six classes of wheat are grown in the United States, and each has its purpose. Brian Walker with the National Wheat Foundation explains soft red wheat is grown primarily east of the Mississippi River, and generally the flour is used in chemically leavened foods like cakes, cookies, crackers, and biscuits. Hard red and white winter wheat, produced mainly from South Dakota down to Texas, is milled for yeast leaven products.
Those are your pan bread, a lot of pizza products, there's a lot of noodles, ramen noodles. A lot of those products are yeast leaven, particularly in the bread area.
Higher protein hard red spring wheats go into hearth breads or frozen dough products. Pasta is the primary end use for durum, grown in the northern plains, and soft white wheat produced in the Pacific Northwest is often used for Asian noodles and pastries. But Walker says there's no hard rules and lots of leeway exists in what class of wheat is used for specific purposes. Each end use requires consistency of flour so that a McDonald's hamburger bun in California, for example, is identical to ones baked in Florida.
Probably the wheat that went into producing those in those markets are probably totally different, but the end user's got to come up with something that they can do in their process to produce that product exactly the same way.
To meet consistency needs, Walker explains millers often blend wheat.
They have exact standards that they're searching for and adhering to that are trying to produce the same product day in and day out.
Walker knows new challenges and opportunities occur with each crop of wheat, so communication is key in meeting the needs of each sector. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.